from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, March 26th. Coming up, it's been a long year without live indoor music performances, but we're beginning to see a few green shoots of hope this spring. Details on Sinfonia de Camera's upcoming chamber music performances in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. More than two-thirds of staff at Illinois prisons rejected their chance at getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Experts say the vaccine is needed to keep prisons and the communities around them safe from the virus. Patrick Smith reports.
The state finished the first round of vaccinations at all 25 of its prisons earlier this month. It's reporting 63% of inmates took it. Only 27% of staff did.
I'm both appalled and not surprised.
Attorney Alan Mills represents Illinois inmates. He says he's heard many stories of guards minimizing the virus and refusing to wear masks. A state spokeswoman says they are continuing to educate staff and inmates about the vaccine, and they will be given other opportunities to get the shot. I'm Patrick Smith.
A bill state legislators say would expand voting rights is on its way to the governor after passing the state Senate. It would increase vote-by-mail options and allow curbside voting. Democratic State Senator Jacqueline Collins of Chicago says the bill would give groups such as people with disabilities the chance to cast a ballot when they might not be able to otherwise.
When we protect voting rights, all voices are made more powerful. Republican and Democrat votes. The young and the old, the black and brown and white, all voices are heard.
The bill received bipartisan support in the Senate, though seven Republican senators voted no. If Governor Pritzker signs the bill, it will go into effect immediately. Larger cities in Illinois have home rule powers automatically. Smaller towns have to ask voters for permission. And that's what's happening in the April 6th election in Savoy. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Home rule powers allow a city or village government to levy taxes or pass regulations they otherwise would need voter approval to do or couldn't do at all. Realtors groups say that usually leads to higher property taxes. Retired engineer Joe Pasula, who's campaigning for home rule in Savoy, says property taxes could actually rise less if Savoy could use home rule powers to enact a gasoline tax like Champaign, Urbana, and Rantoul have.
That would generate significant amounts of money to fix streets and repair them properly and not have to raise property tax, or at least put less pressure on a village to raise property taxes.
Pasula says the revenue raised might also help Savoy pay its share of the cost of building a long-sought railroad viaduct for Curtis Road. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
In East Central Illinois, Rantoul, Tilton, and Tuscola all have home rule powers, along with cities with more than 25,000 people. Champaign-Urbana public health officials report more than 700 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine were administered on Wednesday. More than 47,000 people have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19 in Champaign County. That accounts for about 28% of everyone 16 and older and about 23% of the entire county population. County officials also report 43 new cases of COVID-19 on Thursday. There are 243 active cases in the county, including 9 people in the hospital with the virus. The death toll remains 137. Still to come, we'll learn about upcoming live musical performances here in Champaign-Urbana. My conversation with Ian Hobson, music director and conductor of Sinfonia de Camera, is coming up next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st. And I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. After a long year with virtually no live indoor music performances, we're beginning to see a few green shoots of hope this spring. Next week, musicians from Sinfonia de Camera are holding 3 chamber music performances at University Place Christian Church on South Wright Street in Champaign. I spoke with Sinfonia's music director and conductor, Ian Hobson, about these performances, which are the group's first since last fall.
The first series was at Allerton Barn, which was a brainchild of a former music director of the School of Music, Carl Kramer. The place is, has very good acoustics. And we went out there. It was a little bit chilly in October when we did this, but it was well attended and well received. But we decided that this time the acoustical properties of the church are wonderful, and we can put on a really good show of great music here in town, so that people don't have to take a long drive out into the country.
Sure. For any of our listeners who have not been to this venue, could you tell us a little bit more about University Place and just why it's such a good venue for an event like this?
Well, my former student is the music director there, Samir Golescu. So we have been rehearsing there, and all of the musicians said, well, this is a wonderful place to be. And so we spoke to the pastor, and we arranged for these series of concerts next week. And I think everybody's very excited about it. As you know, the amount of people allowed into the church in this time of COVID is very limited. So we can only have 50 people, including the performers. And so the three concerts on Monday night, Tuesday night, and Thursday night are rather well subscribed to. I'm sure that there is a waiting list, if people don't show up, and so that we can get more of our subscribers and our friends into the concert hall. But it's for them, it turns out to be very popular.
After going so long with just virtual performances, you mentioned you had the chamber performances out at Allerton Barn last fall, but what has it meant to you and the other musicians to be able to perform in front of a live audience again?
Well, it's an absolutely miraculous feeling, after we have been isolated for such a long time, people are just craving this kind of contact, visual contact, oral contact with music in a live setting. It's something that when you don't have it, you really miss it. And I find that, throughout the course of this academic year, where we haven't been able to perform as an orchestra, these little forays into chamber music are so important. But besides the October performances at Allerton, and then these performances here, this is all we've been able to accomplish. But it's better than nothing. Let's put it that way.
Sure. As we're speaking here today, at least according to the Sinfonia website, the performances on both Monday and Thursday evenings, they're both full, but there are still a few seats available for Tuesday evening. How do you feel about the response you've gotten so far to these performances from the community?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, it's nothing less than I would expect. It's not saying that that what we're putting on is so miraculous, but it's what it is saying is that people are craving live music, and we hope to be able to provide some solace and some enjoyment in the coming week.
That's Ian Hobson, music director and conductor of Sinfonia da Camera. The group is hosting three chamber music performances next week at University Place Christian Church in Champaign. Details at sinfonia.illinois.edu. And we heard an excerpt of Dvorak's Piano Quintet in A Major, which is one of the selections on Tuesday night's program. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 56 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Patrick Smith, Christine Hatfield, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.